In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. I just want to say a quick verse, a share verse with you. Sorry, I was looking for the verse in the Bible. There is a verse, I don't know, like when while I was driving here, I know this is a very hard situation for the family. But I don't know, while I was driving here, I kept getting the thought, like very strongly, just a very simple thought that God loves us very, very much. Like I don't know why, but that thought was like very much impressioned on my heart, that kept on saying like trust God's love. Like one thing you can be sure of 100% is that God loves us tremendously. And there's a verse that I also like very much from Zephaniah 3:16 or 17. Sorry, it says. It says, the Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. The Lord your God is in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness and quiet you with his love and rejoice over you with singing. So, I don't know. I mean, I just want to tell the family that in these times we need to really trust more than ever in God's love. I know it's really difficult to be telling you this, but I've seen and I've experienced myself that even in these times that God's grace can be very, very abundant and his love can cover and he can give us peace that passes understanding. And peace that passes understanding means it's like above logic. It doesn't make sense for us to have peace in a time like this, but yet he gives us peace that passes understanding and gives us grace and love. So just remember that you're never alone, and God loves you all very much. He'll take care of you, and he'll take care of all of us. He loves us all very much. May God strengthen your family and be with you.